Now to Iraq, where the death toll from a series of bomb blasts across the country has risen to 53. Police say in one bombing in the city of Hilla, at least 21 civilians were killed. Now the city is south of the capital, Baghdad. The car bomb near a market and parking lot in the city left more than a dozen others wounded as well. Multiple car bomb explosions hit several other cities, such as Iskandaria, Kut, Basra, and Nasiriya. Several districts of the capital were also the scene of bloodshed as a result of the explosions. Now, the bombs targeted mostly Shia-majority cities. Authorities say the Sunday incident in Hilla has been the deadliest. Iraq is going through its deadliest period of violence since 2008. The United Nations figures show more than 4,000 people have been killed in attacks since April. We're going to turn to London. Welcome our guest, Middle East expert, Mr. Zaid Al-Issa. Mr. Al-Issa, good to have you with us. Mr. Al-Issa, more than 4,000 people just in a few months have been killed in Iraq. Why are we seeing this upsurge of violence this year?
You're absolutely right. There is a dramatic upsurge in deadly violence in Iraq, and that started right at the beginning of this year or even before it. That is part and parcel of the wider strategy adopted by Saudi Arabia, which merely focused at the beginning at Syria, convincing Al-Qaeda to actually form Jabhat al-Nusra in order to topple the regime in Syria. But its strategy spectacularly failed, and that's why it sought to widen that strategy to include Iraq. And the dramatic this violence is actually part and parcel of the dramatic surge in the power, influence, and prowess of Al-Qaeda, which is largely due to the arming, funding, paying salaries to the mercenaries converging in Syria, and the dramatic logistical support, which was acknowledged by the Washington Post, by the New York Times, which actually emphasize that the majority of this funding and arming have found its way to Jabhat al-Nusra, which is a Wahhabi Salafi group, and according to Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, the Al-Qaeda leader, is nothing but part and parcel of Al-Qaeda in Iraq. And there has been also the financing and shipment of the Croatian weapons by Saudi Arabia. And we've also had the acknowledgments that there are no moderate groups in Syria. All that funding have actually dramatically increased the power of Al-Qaeda, which has been launching attacks on a daily basis, mainly targeting Shia areas in Baghdad and the south of Iraq, and also targeting security forces in Anbar.
Okay,
and
Mr. Al-Issa, why do you think, let me just jump in here, because limited in time, just limited with a little bit more limited with your answers, sir. I want to look at, you said that Saudi Arabia is behind this. Why do you think Saudi Arabia is behind it, and what is it they're trying to accomplish by doing this if they are behind it?
Well, the main reason actually encouraging Saudi Arabia to do that, it actually desperately needs to destabilize Iraq in order to save its own skin and stabilize its country, because the image and the position that it has propagated over the decades, that it is the defender and guardian of Sunni Islam. But now its people have discovered this patently deceitful myth by actually witnessing the dramatic intense support by the Saudi regime to secular and tyrannical dictatorships in Egypt, Tunisia, and Yemen, and convince the Saudi people that the regime is simply intent on holding at bay, if not turning the tide of popular uprisings. So, and we mustn't forget that the Saudi regime adheres to the Wahhabi Salafi ideology, so it needs to prove to its people beyond shadow of doubt that it is engaged now in actually dealing and confronting an existential threat coming from the Shias and mainly the Islamic Republic of Iran. That's why it is intent and bent on sparking and triggering a sectarian war between the Sunnis and the Shias in Iraq, in Syria, and also most recently in Lebanon, in order to provide the evidence to his people and to counter and stave off any internal uprising, which we've witnessed that it has already surmounted the impregnable shield that the Saudi regime always have, which is the sectarian divisions. That's why the Saudis have ramped up the sectarian rhetoric and ratcheted up the sectarian tension in Iraq by actually throwing its weight behind the ongoing protests which are taking place in actually Anbar and Nineveh, and activating, which have actually played a major role in activating the sanctuaries and safe havens of Al-Qaeda and ensured that there is an effective recruitment going on by actually creating the ideal environment by that violently sectarian rhetoric and intense ratcheting up of the sectarian divisions in Iraq.
All right, thank you, sir. We appreciate you being with us out of London. Mr. Zaid Alisa, Middle East expert.